Let us look at the conversion of a free thinker to becoming the sculptor of Padre Pio. He made statues of Padre Pio afterwards. Dear friends of Following Padre Pio, hello, I am Edward Urban. And on this channel, we take a glimpse into the supernatural life of Padre Pio, the Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker. So we offer you a series of short stories on Padre Pio. Please do stay tuned to this channel, and we hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or for someone you love. And do support us in our Padre Pio apostolate by liking the video, sharing it with others, your colleagues and friends, and also, if you have not already, then subscribe to our channel. You'll have to click that reminder bell after subscribing. Now, Francesco Messina was a sculptor who produced the statue of Padre Pio and the huge, the monumental Way of the Cross that we find at San Giovanni Rotondo. What is his story? Well, he first encountered Padre Pio in 1949, and he said it really shook him to his core, because this is what happened. He was known in high circles before that as a free thinker. That is, someone who does not want to be restricted by beliefs in God or by faith in God. And then Messina surprised that society, with an open letter reporting and affirming his conversion. He said it all began in Genoa, at one of his exhibitions of his works. And while he was there one night, he was woken by a phone call from a friendly doctor, who told him this rather improbable story. The doctor said, while he was walking past the exhibition hall, he had noticed the same scent, the same fragrance, as he often experienced when Padre Pio was near. And the doctor was emphatic that he had not been mistaken, because he knew the father well and considered himself to be a protected child, a spiritual son rather, of Padre Pio. Now, Francesco Messina abruptly asked that this conversation could end. He was impatient. He was not interested in hearing this strange story. But afterwards, the conversation made him think, because it was not the first time this month that he had heard of this monk who did these improbable things. He decided then that he'd best go and meet Padre Pio and form his own mind, his own opinion. So 2 weeks later, he made his way to San Giovanni Rotondo, but contrary to his expectations, he was given a rather unfriendly welcome, as he put it. "What do you want?" asked Padre Pio. "I only want to know about you." "Well, you've just done that." "Well, I'd like to confide in you," Messina said. "You're in good hands," the father replied, smiling. "Go into the church and I'll hear your confession shortly." Well, Messina had certainly not gone there to have his confession heard, so he was trying to duck and dive and get out of this. But it didn't work. And when he knelt down for confession, he began by justifying himself and making all sorts of, you know, affirming declarations. The confessor interrupted him. Padre Pio stopped him. "Don't tell me anymore. Just answer my questions." And listen to this. He began to list all of Messina's sins, one after the other. To the great amazement of Messina, he realized that very intimate parts of his soul was being exposed. So imagine that. You go to confession and he's reading you like a book. Things you don't want known, they've been exposed, brought out into the open. Perhaps it's going to be like that at our final judgment. Well, on his return to Milan, he felt completely changed. That tends to be how it is after we've gone to confession. We feel scrubbed and cleaned, a new person. And he decided then and there to make his conversion known to others by means of an open letter. And this letter he wrote and ended with these words. He says, "I was born on the 11th of April, 1949. In fact, that was the date that he'd gone to confession with Padre Pio. So what a difference it had made to him born again in the true sense. He was a new person, a new creation from then on. And he began to visit St. Giovanni Rotondo regularly. And then it became very regular one day after he'd been asked to make the huge, I haven't seen them, practically life-size Way of the Cross that can still be seen there today. And then one day when he noticed that Padre Pio was perhaps nearing the end of his days, he decided that he needed to immortalize the memory of Padre Pio in a very large statue. So he made this bronze statue of Padre Pio standing, slightly bent as he was in life, and also blessing the pilgrims. So it's a really beautiful idea, this immortalizing the memory of Padre Pio. It's like each pilgrim who goes there nowadays, they can feel or imagine the actual blessing of Padre Pio. This association with Padre Pio also seemed to give Messina a new impetus in his art. His sculptures now seemed more animated and were sealed with an exceptional skill. That kind of enhanced his skills. It's almost as if he was now finding a greater meaning in these works of his. A further masterpiece of his can be found in St. Peter's Basilica, and that is the statue of Pope Pius XII we find there. From this, we can see the quality of Messina's conversion. What was it that inspired him to make his sculptures so beautiful from then on? Do help us in our apostolate by liking and sharing our videos with others, and join us in our Protected Child of Padre Pio program if you haven't already. When you do that, you will receive a number of things, a very beautiful picture of Padre Pio, ready for framing with a prayer on the back, and also this little booklet of selected prayers and spiritual advice of Padre Pio. You'll receive these two, plus if you live in the UK, this statue of Padre Pio you see behind me. So this goes together with our Protected Child of Padre Pio program. But if you do not wish to join that program, then you can also submit your Mass print engines for next Friday's Mass dedicated to Padre Pio. So your intentions for that Mass will be submitted. Just go to our website to do either of these two. There's a little video that follows that helps with this.